K-State.
So Kansas, like many states, has a phosphorus index that's used to rank the risk of phosphorus loss from agricultural fields. However, the index needs to be evaluated and compared to measured or quantitative phosphorus loss estimates to see if indeed it is magnitudinally correct. So is there a good relationship between the phosphorus index and these quantitative loss indices? Evaluation can also help interpret the P index so that we can relate the phosphorus indices or the phosphorus index values that are produced from these fields with quantitative water quality criteria. Now, ideally, we would compare this, the index, to measured edge-of-field long-term phosphorus loss data, and we'd like to do that, but we're very limited on the data that we have available, and so we've decided to take a few sites. We have two locations that we have good data at, and we use that data to calibrate and validate the APEX model, which is a process-based computer model. Then we use that computer model to simulate phosphorus loss from near 600 different phosphorus management scenarios, combinations of phosphorus rate, cropping system, soil test p-values, et cetera. And so we compared the p-index for these scenarios to the APEX estimated phosphorus loss. We found initially it looks like a pretty decent relationship, about an R-squared of about 0.57, which we were pretty pleased with. However, there are some things when we look a little bit closer. Those highlighted figures, those highlighted points there, were all scenarios where we had high phosphorus applications with poultry manure. So they were all nitrogen-based poultry management. There was the model estimated a wide range of phosphorus loss based on changes in cropping system and management, but that was not reflected in the phosphorus index. There's also a lot of scatter down low, and so if we try and break out low, medium, and high, you see there are a lot of points that that have about the same phosphorus loss and are still, you know, are anywhere between low and high in the phosphorus index. We went back and related the phosphorus index to measured data from the sites we used to calibrate the model. We had a pretty good relationship, but that's really driven by one point. If we take that point out, our relationship kind of falls apart. Again, it's not very sensitive to changes in management, particularly at low levels, and that's really what we want. So we devised a component-based phosphorus index where we took phosphorus loss and multiplied it by phosphorus transport for each component. We estimated the beta values or the coefficients for this model with non-linear or multiple linear regression, I should say. And we developed, so the component index had a much better relationship. It wasn't stunningly better, about an R squared of 0.74, but we see that it tends to be more sensitive to management, which is really what we wanted. And so we thought that was a benefit. When we it has a little bit better differentiation at the low end also, right? So less scatter at the low end, easier to place those interpretations and relate it back to water quality criteria. When we go to our measured data, again, it did better there as well, and we now had a significant relationship for our phosphorus loss, both at the low end as well as all the way through our high end. So we felt that this improvement was looked like a good way to improve the phosphorus index. The current index is directionally correct, so you know, I don't think we're misleading people by using it, but it lacks sensitivity that we'd like to have in there. The component format would increase the sensitivity, have less scatter, and facilitate interpretation. And then we do feel that there's further development that's needed here. Before we roll out a new phosphorus index in the state, we really need more advanced methods of quantifying runoff in our phosphorus index, and we really need more model simulations. This was just done at two locations. We'd like to spread that across the state. And I guess I've got like 20 seconds for questions, if anybody has a question. Maybe I don't have questions.
No. We're taking questions afterwards.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.